This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. It is not lost upon me that a lot of people that listen to me are sort of my age in a lot of cases. And for those of you who are not my age, that are younger and you still have all of this elasticity built into you, well, you should probably pay attention to this anyway, because you will be here before you know it. I've become involved with this company called Elevate. You've heard about me. You've heard me speak of them many, many times. And I believe in their product, and I experience their product daily. I wore it today. Joining me now for the first time ever, and this is a guy with a much huger pedigree in the military than mine, is 37-year veteran of the U.S. Army Special Spec Ops community. His name is Ozzy Soto. Good evening, sir. I hear things in the background. I'm pretty sure somebody's there.
Yep, yeah, there is.
Yep, okay.
Radio silence from in. I went for initial contact.
There you go. Tell me a little bit about your, and, you know, I know you can't tell me a whole bunch. I'm not looking for your war stories, because then you'd have to go to jail.
No, nothing like that here, sir.
Yeah.
I'm just a, dumb about myself. Okay, my name is Ozzy Soto. My real name was Osvaldo, but the guys, when I joined the service, couldn't pronounce Osvaldo, so I'm Ozzy. I was baptized with Ozzy, so.
There you go.
Known the community as Ozzy. Originally from New Brunswick, New Jersey, born and raised there. Nationality, I'm Puerto Rican. And my pop had a business in Puerto Rico, so we traveled back and forth from Jersey to Puerto Rico. And finally, when I was about 15, my dad decided completely to move to the island. I went to school there and then decided to do a year of college and then decided to join the military service, sir, United States Army. Joined Army in 1979, went straight to the 82nd Airborne Division.
Wow.
Spent a couple years in the 82nd Airborne Division. From there, I thought I had what it take to become a Green Beret. So I challenged the Special Forces Qualification Course, and I made it through, and I became a Green Beret. Since I'm bilingual, speak Spanish, I was assigned to the 7th Special Forces Group. Was back in the early 80s. Stationed in Panama. We had a 4th Battalion, 3rd Battalion, 7th Special Forces Group, was stationed 4 out there in Panama. And I pretty got all my experience, really good experience down in Panama, traveling through all Central, South America, and the Caribbean.
Right.
Time capsule, invasion of Panama came in, ran through that, got orders to go back to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Went back to Fort Bragg, back to the 7th Group, 1st Battalion. In Special Forces, we have a MOS is kind of new, started back in the 80s, a warrant officer, Special Forces warrant officer. As you know, a Special Forces team is a 12-man team. There was a captain and a lieutenant. And because of the rotation of the officer, because of the schooling and everything else, they always needed an officer on the team. So the powers to be at that time went up to the Department of Army and said, hey, we would like to create a warrant officer field. A guy, his career passed a little bit slower than a regular officer, but the team will always have an officer on the team. Not that a Special Forces team need an officer, because those NCOs are really, really trained and they can run a team by themselves, but it's a doctrine. The doctrine rules. So I decided to volunteer for the 180 Alpha program back in 1990, and once again, I challenged myself to the system, and I made it through and became a Special Forces warrant officer. From there, I got assigned to 3rd Special Forces Group, and long story short, so I went through there, a lot of great stuff, and I made it all the way to CW5, and I became the 3rd Special Forces Command Chief in 2008, and I served through as the Command Chief for a couple of years. I'm not sure if you're familiar with a Command Chief, but what a position
is. Never seen one.
Okay, sir. So what it is a Command Chief in the Special Forces is pretty much you have the group commander. When we call group, it's a regiment. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the breakdown of the Special Forces organization. But we call group in regular military is called a regiment.
Right.
So it's commanded by the 06, a Command Sergeant Major. And then you have me, the Command Chief for CW5, which kind of oversees all these Special Forces warrant officers I have in the unit.
Right.
So I did that back in 2010, one of the rotation to Afghanistan. I got an email coming through saying that the 19th Special Forces Group out of Salt Lake City needed an active duty command chief. I said, wow, that's I've been in Fort Bragg since 79. Besides traveling the world, I said, I emailed my wife. I said, she's from Colorado. I said, hey, check this, honey. There's a position open in the 19th Special Forces Group in Utah. They need a command chief. So I volunteer, and put my name in a hat. At that time, a commanding regiment commander, the general, was a general reader. A good friend of mine was a captain when I was a staff sergeant back in Panama. He called me in. He said, Ozzy, do you really want to go to Utah? I said, sir, you know, I've been here all my life pretty much. I like to try something else. And, you know, nobody else volunteers. So if somebody else volunteers, you select the best guy. 2 weeks later, general called me up, say, Ozzy, tag, you're in, you're going to Utah. So moved out to Utah, sir, and I became the command chief for 19th Special Forces Group for about 5 years, and I retired May in 2016 after 37 years of active duty service.
So you joined before I joined, which most of the time when I'm talking to a military member, you know, I'm the old man. I didn't do it for a career or anything else, but you, you win this one, Ozzy. You win that one. And, I worked with plenty of your people. I was never one of them, but I worked with plenty of them. So anyway.
Right, sir.
Let's lay the groundwork for why we're going to talk about Elevate if we can.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Now, in peacetime military, not just regular daily garrison life, really is true about the military, where they do more than most people do, and by 9 a.m. than most people are going to do all day physically. So a military lifestyle, I mean, I feel my 7 years in service, I can't imagine what 37 years of service would feel like. So and for service members like Ozzy, who spent a lot of time in the service, they still expect him to show up every morning and do the PT and all the other stuff. Now, being a command chief, there's a few latitudes you get, but you still got to do the PT, still got to do the stuff, you got to do the deployments, you got to do it all because you're expected to be there. There's no executive jobs in the military. Those are in the Pentagon, and I don't really consider that to be the military anymore. So when we get back, let's talk about how much a physical person in the military leaves of himself average when they come out of the service, the kind of things that a service member might come out of, especially like a jumper or somebody who rappels out of helicopters, the kind of things that happen to your knees, your hips, you know, running on cobblestones. I mean, if you've ever done some time in Europe, running on, you know, transitioning, running with boots. I mean, all of that stuff. And I mean, let's just talk about what a military member goes through and what you're finding with Elevate and what I'm finding with Elevate as far as how it's helping us out. Elevate.com. We have a new website, and I need to find that, and I will get that for you in a minute. To check them out though, they're L-AV8. Letter A, letter V, 8. Pronounced Elevate. I just got my t-shirts in today. Those are nice. We're talking to a high-speed, low-drag trooper now. You're going to find out what parts of your body you leave and what you can try to salvage via Elevate when we get back. My guest is Ozzy Soto. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Command CW5, Ozzy Soto. For those of you who don't know what a CW5, that's a very rare occasion to find one of these. What do you know? Maybe three in the Army at any one time?
Yeah, nah. There's quite a few right now, sir.
Really?
There's quite a few. Yeah, there's quite a few right now. Not as plentiful, but it's a hard rank to achieve. in any of the MOSs the Army has. It's very hard because it's very, like I say, this is, I can't say you got to be cream of the crop, but your record has to be outstanding. And when it goes to the Department of the Army, there's only a few. I've sat on a couple boards for CW5. I'm invited to go to the Department of the Army and sit there. And this is the criteria and selection is very tough. So, and I'm very blessed that, I made it back in 2008. And, but not all the brothers out there make that rank. So it's very selective. Not like making captain or major or colonel. It's very hard. Very hard to do.
If nobody knows what a chief warrant officer is in the military, a lot of your pilots or a lot of rotary are chiefs. But I always looked at the chiefs that I worked with as officers with a non-commissioned officer's common sense. Fair?
Yes. Because that's, we bring that to the table. We bring that knowledge and experience we had as a non-commissioned officer into the table, and that's why certain MOSs have that additional feel like that, where you could have that subject matter expert that stays there. Because remember, like we talked earlier, our progression to move is totally different than a regular officer. They have to move every 2 years. We could stay in a position for four or five years, and you'll have the continuity of a SME, subject matter expert there, for anybody coming in, or for a new officer coming in, or for NCOs, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of a slower moving up the ladder, but you'll get up there if you know, you meet all the requirements, et cetera, and you hit all your gates. I mean, it's gotten much better now. Schooling and everything else has become very, very challenging before compared to 20, 30 years ago for warrant officers. They've kind of equivalent, like for the Special Forces side of the house, well, our schooling is equivalent to an 06 war college. We go through level schools like that. We have an opportunity to go to the Post Naval Graduate School in Monterey. We even before I left, we were thinking about sending CW5 SF guys to the war college also, because of the different levels we work. Sometimes we're in those key positions, and we are the subject matter expert, and we are the kind of go-to guy. So it's very challenging, and it has gotten to a point where they want to develop it and develop it more and more, education side of house and bring it to that level. I myself have briefed presidents of foreign countries, you know, which compared to a regular soldier or a regular officer, because being my background being a special forces individual and being in a key position, ambassadors, I've had opportunities to brief on subject things that are happening in their countries, et cetera, et cetera. So we're just a little bit notch above that your regular Army or warrant officer or your Army level conventional guys, sir.
Right. So how are your knees? So you had to be airborne. Well, were you primarily static?
Yeah, I've been in jump status for 37 years old. So I came in Army, and I assumed in 1979, September, right. I hit Fort Benning, Georgia, and I was a paratrooper about 30 days later after that. So I've been jumping for 30. I was jumping for 37 years. So my knees are shot. Well, you know, it's so funny because, you know, until two years ago, you know, I was, you know, break the glass in case of emergency, go out there and get some. Once I retire and start into the VA process and everything else and x-rays and all that good stuff start coming through, I didn't realize how destroyed my body is. And the doctors were like amazed about, you know, I don't know how you're still standing up, but you are. But, you know, my knees, my right knee meniscus got completely removed. Still have some calcification in there. My left knee is completely messed up. I'm trying to challenge the VA right now. I'm on steroid shots. I'm seeing if they could go in there surgery, but they try medicine first. And then at the end, if it doesn't help, then they'll probably go into the surgery. My lower back, like I said, destroyed. I jumped a couple times where I hit the ground so hard that at one time I recall when I was a paratrooper, I was medevac out because I lost complete sensation from my waist on down. And those are things, you know, that you're subject to,
yes.
Things that you have to do, you know, like you said before.
For a paratrooper, for those of you uninitiated in this, when you hit the ground doing a static line jump, which is basically a controlled fall in a straight line. You're supposed to execute something they refer to festively as a parachute landing fall. And if you do it correctly, you're going to wreck every joint you got in your body. If you do it incorrectly, you're supposed to be 3 points of contact, and I'm not going to say the second point. I'm just going to say feet, hip, head. If you go feet, head, which happens,
yeah.
Or hip, head, or if you just happen to land in a gust of wind, and now you're imitating a dog sled. So being introduced into the modern battlefield, a la Airborne, which is very romantic, and everybody thinks it's great, and we sing in the Green Berets and everything else. When you see somebody that says they're airborne, look at his knees, because he is paying a high price for you. So besides that, I mean, did you ever do any of the other crazy things like rappel or anything, or fast rope?
Yeah, we've done everything. My specialty in the Green Berets, I was military parachutist, free fall.
Right.
That's one there.
So you were Halo Hey-Ho.
Yes, sir. I was a Halo Jump Master, and even though it's really cool or anything else, but you have a parachute coming down at 25 miles an hour, so you got to learn how to break that thing and everything else. Full combat gears, 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So you could hit pretty hard too. I was pretty much for 35, 33 years I was Halo. Halo, because as soon as I came out Green Beret, they sent me to Halo school, and I got my Halo wings, and then from there I became a general jump master. And, it's, once again, very romantic, very cool, but 30,000 feet, sitting up there.
That's jumping out of an airplane at cruising altitude for most of you that have flown on an airliner.
Yes, and sitting there, and the tailgate of the C-130 comes down, and our Earth, as you see it, normally fly. It's a globe. This time you can believe it's round.
We'll have to have a talk offline there, Chief. We'll have a talk one day about Halo jumps. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about what Ozzy has taken his body as far as it's going to go. Let's talk about what he's trying to do to maintain and, shall we say, elevate the level of his life through Elevate. We'll be right back. My guest is Chief CW5, Command CW5, Ozzy Soto. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
Today, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul filed an amendment to a spending bill that would prevent federal funding from going to organizations and others that perform abortions.
Planned Parenthood ends the lives of 320,000 babies each year. That's about 900 babies every day. Planned Parenthood receives over $400 million of taxpayer money. The government, with a wink and a nod, tells us that Planned Parenthood doesn't spend the money on abortions. My amendment would end funding to Planned Parenthood. My amendment is already included in the House version. And yet, my amendment is now being blocked by Republicans.
Dangerous Category 4 Hurricane Lane is pushing ever closer to the Hawaiian Islands, and it has already begun unleashing excessive wind and rain on the Big Island. The storm is expected to maintain hurricane strength at least through Friday, and up to 30 inches of rain is also expected. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Command CW5, Ozzy Soto. He has left parts of his body all over the place in defense of you and this nation. And now, he's trying to have his coffee pain-free in the mornings. Besides your knees being shot and your hips being done, I'm going to suppose your shoulders and elbows and everything. You've got a twinge here and there besides those. Is that correct, Chief? Have we still got the Chief?
Yeah, pretty much ill. Pretty much ill everywhere. You know, it's just not a constant day that I'm not in pain and stuff. You know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, you take your body and run it through what we have done. And, you know, it's a good thing about me that I'm always believe in physical fitness as a young lad, you know, and so I always maintain that regime of training with the Army, what I came into the Army with, the concept of physical training, and then what they taught me and I learned through my brothers in arms, you know, being fit to do and, you know, carry over 100-some pounds on your back up to the mountains in South America. You know, you had to stay. Now, I'm not a big stature guy. I'm 5'5", 10 and a half, and I'm not kind of lean, but you know, you train your body to do that stuff. But from the neck on down, I could just tell you, it's not comfortable, but it's livable. It's livable. You know, I do have a good program with the VA. I'm 100% disabled, so the VA's taking care of me and administer some drugs. Right. I mean, it wasn't until I met Justin. I moved to Utah. I've been going out to the gym here, and Justin, we talked briefly about it, and he mentioned something about some product he had, and he approached me a couple days ago and said, "Ozzy, I got some product in that I was telling you about. I'd like you to try it. Elevate stuff." I'm like, "Yes, well, sure. I'll try anything. You know, because you know me. As long as it's good for the body or the intent is there, I'll do it." So. I did. He gave me a shirt and the knee support, and I tried it. I worked on it with Tuesday, and I felt it was strange. I I came back. I was wearing the Elevate shirt, and I came back, and I think Tuesday was just regular cardio and regular stretching, and I did an errand before I left. After leaving the gym, I did an errand for about 30, 40 minutes before I got home, and I was I felt this pump sensation in my upper body.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't. I was trying to figure out, because I don't take no. The only thing I take is BCAAs in the morning with a little caffeine plus the coffee, like you mentioned earlier. And I don't take none of that, like NO or enhancer, oxygen enhanced system for the body, you know, for blood flow. And
right.
I couldn't figure out why my biceps and everything else were very, very stiff. You know, I felt good. I was like, wow. Well, I mean, this is a pump. I'm getting that. I'm like, well, I was like a little kid next day. Justin, I couldn't believe what happened. Check this out. He's like, well, yeah, it works with differently for different folks.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. So, and then once again, I've been wearing those pads and I've been really kicking it, and I haven't been feeling the pain, but I think I sort of overworked it a little bit. And last night I was feeling a little tenderness on my left knee that hasn't gone through surgery. And I put the pads on this morning again, went to the gym, matter of fact, I was talking to Justin while we're coordinating for this conference, and I was talking. I said, Justin, you know, I'm sitting here right now, and now that you mentioned that, I don't feel that tenderness in my knee again. It's kind of strange. Unless we talk about it, you know, it's like, well, wait a second. I felt it this morning. Now I'm not feeling it. So I'm going to still use the equipment,
sure,
and see where it takes me to. But I was given a night shirt to use for a night, and I used it like two nights ago. And I normally go to bed around 10:30. I'm up by 4 o'clock in the morning, and I actually slept. Oh, I woke up like at 4:10, 4:15, which is very uncommon for me. I'm like, whoa. Once again, I can't correlate it if it was to the shirt or the shirt and knees that I've been using during the week, but it has changed me. It's changed a little bit on me. I've seen some different indicators that has helped me, especially that day that I left the gym for about an hour before I got home after leaving the gym, and I still had this pump that I was like, wow, this is a sensation. It felt good. Very good.
So, this is the thing about Elevate, though. Now, you're not sleeping in the sheets.
No, not yet, sir. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I connected with Justin this week, and he told
right.
me, hey, I've seen you work on the gym very hard all the time. You, I want you to try this out. You tell me what you think about it.
What about socks?
Okay, sir.
You got the socks yet?
No, not yet, sir. Not yet. So
okay.
I told Justin, put me on the list. I like to purchase some of that stuff and give it a shot because I've worked out with the best. You know, I've worked out with the SEALs. I worked out with my brothers, good stuff. But I've never felt a pump at my age. I'm 57 years old. At my age, that I was like in the sink preparing my protein shake. I'm like, where's this pump coming from? And I still have my Elevate shirt on, T-shirt on.
Yeah, I just got the shirts now. I've got the sheets, I've got the socks, and I've got the knee brace. And you need to get the sheets. This is the thing about Elevate for all of you out there. For somebody like I'm not as wrecked as the chief here, and I'm still sort of wrecked. And but the thing about doing what we – and you can – I want to know your opinion on this. When you go into the military and you are a military man or woman for that matter, you become quite body proud, don't you? You're out there and you realize that you're actually quite this special individual in the whole sea of American humanity. And when we leave the military, I still think the way I did – when I was that kid in Bad Tolls, Australian, rappelling down that hill in the Black Forest.
No, you're correct, sir. I self my it's internal pride. You know, I came in Like I said, I went straight to the AA All-American Airborne Division, which is, you know, a prestige unit in our Army and our country. And then from there, I took it a notch above. You know, I am still a Green Beret, right? I still have that title. Nobody's taking that title away from me. You know, I am still a Green Beret. I'm a Green Beret on retirement, but, hey, give me the call, and guess what? This gentleman here will come up and answer the call. And that's a pride that I carry. It'll be kind of hard for me to say, well, I was a Green Beret, and I let myself go. I can't see that. A lot of brothers in arms out there have always been fighting. I just lost a brother to leukemia 2 weeks ago, another warrior. And I hate it, you know, and I still got him embedded in my head because he was a good friend. He was a brother. He was another teammate of mine. And we did a lot of things together, and see this guy, you know, go that way, it kind of shocked me. So while I still have the means and that, and the internal memory, that pride of being an American soldier, that from our past and currently serving, I will still carry the pride with me. So I'm not lying to you. I'm a proud American, and I'm a proud service member of this country. And I will uphold that image and the courtesy and respect I have for what I've been taught and trained through these years.
Anything
I could do to enhance my, keep my body going. And, you know, it's kind of a talking point to younger soldiers. You know, I go to, oh, this guy was so-and-so. Well, he's still here. You know, that's an incentive for other young Americans to go, you know, I want to go and be better than that guy or do what he did. But he's still here. You know, so that's how I see it, sir.
Let me get you to hold right there, Chief.
Sure.
My guess is Command CW5 Ozzie Soto. We're talking about Elevate. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking with Command Chief CW5, to be exact, Ozzie Soto, fresh off of retirement, fresh off of a 37-year military career with Spec Ops, has left everything that he could leave on the battlefield, on the field, in the training, everything else available, and now he's trying to make his way back with a little help from Elevate. What are you hoping to get out of Elevate?
What I'm trying to get out of Elevate is kind of reduce the pain that I normally have when I train and stuff like that. I mean, I know it's not the fix of all, but if it could soothe my training pain, because, you know, without it, you know, you like I said before, I've been on it for 3 days now using the product, and I've noticed a significant difference. And how I come back from the gym and my walk and my posture and everything else. So I'm not looking at to make me a Superman. I'm just looking to keep me going where it's still fun to get up and let's do it. And let's do it with Elevate and help me progress as I go on. At the same time, you know, watching what I eat and everything else, you know, I'm speaking to you from a man that's, yeah, I am destroyed. I have coronary heart disease, and I only weigh like 110. You see me, you say there's no way. You know, I got diagnosed in Afghanistan one time with that, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, I eat grass, I eat oatmeal. But genetic drives the train, as you know.
Right.
So all these things in my mind affect me. You know, I could just sit back in a chair and say, forget it. I'll just sit here and let everything take over.
Well, let me tell you something, Chief. Let me tell you something. I had the heart attack that kills you. As a matter of fact, when I was going through rehabilitation, the doctor was looking at me saying, I've never met anybody like you before. And I said, radio? She said, no, I've never seen anybody survive this heart attack.
Wow.
And all of my downfall came when I got into radio. I went from being very active. I went from the military to working on a route truck for 20 years after I got out of the military. And, being on a route truck was a lot like being in the military, because it's a PT all day long, 13, 14 yeah. hours a day, dropping heavy loads out and putting them back in. So that kept me in good shape. But then when I went into radio, that was different. And I was smoking and I was doing a lot of things. And, I don't have heart disease. Part of it had to do with the fact that I was smoking and I was going through two lighters a day. I'm sure that contributed to it a great deal. But you definitely do not want to let heart disease come and get you.
No.
So you do what you're doing. You do what you're doing.
Yeah, you're correct. I've got my aspirin regime that they told me and everything else. So I keep up with the meds as much as I hate to see all these bottles at my counter. But guess what? They're giving me another chance to continue. And like I said before, sir, anything that I can use to enhance my capability to train, to keep training, I like to do it. I started a small firearms concealed class training program here in Utah to teach civilians.
Right.
And I pride myself in that, and I pride myself in my presentation. And when I tell my students who I was and what I did, I still want to kind of be that part. You know what I mean? And do it. And so that's what keeps me going on the other side of the house too, that I could communicate. I could bring in the stuff, some of the stuff that I learned, right? That's open, to civilian community with everything going on these days. To be aware, you know, my thing is, you know, situational awareness is the key to survival. You know, a lot of people think that using a firearm is you got to be aware of your situation and try to evade and move out of there. And if last chances, then that's, you know, that sidearm you have in your side, that's the thing, that's the weapon to action with to defend yourself. But all this keeps me going, sir. And now with the product that Justin introduced, the Elevate product, I can't wait to get some more of the garments and put it to a really regime test, because when I work out to the max. And the biggest experience to me, it was, like I said, a couple of days ago, seeing a sensational pump, and I didn't lift. I did some universal exercises with light weight, nothing to, you know, like Lou Ferrigno type stuff, the very light. And after about an hour and a half of leaving the gym, I noticed I had this pump that it was sensational. I was like, wow. So, you know, being a warrior ethos, keeping the attitude, I still like to do that. And I had a great encounter that Justin approached me, and I just, you know how we are, right? You try to use anything, like you said. I saw your YouTube video, and it was very interesting. You know, try to use everything out there to stop aging, like you say. You know, stop aging. Is it going to happen? No. Yeah. Guess what? But if you feel like it is, guess what? It's good for you, right?
It is.
It's good for you, and people around you might notice. Hey, you have a little more color in your skin. You look a little bit. Oh yeah, this is what I'm doing. This is what's helping me. It is what it is, Mr. Frady. It is what it is, sir.
Chief, I know that this is one reason I haven't said anything about this is because I know the type, I am the type and everything, but if you want to refer to me as anything, if it make you feel better, you can just refer to me as Sergeant or something, but I was never knighted. I was never knighted. You don't have to sir me to death. And sir, I'm 57 years old too. Okay.
Okay, good. Awesome, sir. Is that a respect?
I know it. I do it myself. I get it myself. Yeah. It just feels funny coming at me, you know? So I'm completely okay doing it. It just feels funny coming at me. So that kind of thing. Yeah. So
great. Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
What changes have you noticed in you or in the product?
With the knee, the knee brace is very good for mitigating pain. And that's the thing. That's the whole thing I was looking for, was to mitigate pain. And having your chest split down the middle, you get a whole lot of new pains that you didn't know existed. Cause like when they open your chest, your ribs compress. They sort of like springs, right? They're like springs.
Yes,
and for a couple of years after that, that's a whole lot of pain sleeping in the sheets. And I just got the shirts, and I'm going to start bike riding in the shirts and going to the gym in the shirts and everything. And the socks. Listen, I went and took a class. I went and took a class at Tactical Response in June in 96 plus degree heat with 1,000 degrees humidity. And I was wearing the Elevate socks and a pair of specialized underwear that one of my other sponsors makes for me. And I had no, I mean, I was out there in that heat and my feet stayed cool and dry. Dry.
Awesome. Awesome.
8 hours out there on the range wrestling around, wearing a pair of, I wish we'd had these when I was in the military in the 80s, but I was wearing a pair of Under Armour combat grade boots.
Right.
So, you know, I wish we'd had those when I was in the Army. But having said all of that, the socks are, we used to do one thing when I was in the Army. It was stupid. When we were stationed in Europe, my unit did a headlong rush out of the Vosges Mountains during World War I. So we would commemorate that by marching for 135 miles in 3 days.
Sure.
I wish I'd had those socks during the mailed foot march back in the 80s in what was then West Germany. So the socks, get right. You some socks. By all means, get you some. If they don't have any socks, you need to get our buddy Ken to give you my address, because I got some spare socks here myself. So
okay, no problem, sir.
You need to get you some socks. But
yeah,
we will do this again. I need to hook up with you again later, and we'll see how we're both progressing and compare notes. How about that?
They're very, 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 very well, sir. Very well. I'd say and then talking to my brothers out there, you know, if this product works, there's a lot of guys out there that could use this product. I don't know. I mean, you know, since 2001, technology for the war on terrorism, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's tremendous. The technology is out there,
lot,
you know.
It has gone up a high degree since
the stuff
Persian Gulf One.
Equipment that was giving.
I'm about to run out of time, sir. We will certainly do this again.
Yes, sir.
Command CW5 Ozzy Soto, Elevate user. You should be an Elevate user. Their website is l-av8.com. Go check them out. Join me and the chief. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time and your service.
Yes, sir. All right. Hour number 3 is inbound. Coming up next, Lincoln Osiris is coming in from Pipe Hitters Union, and he's bringing a guest with him. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter, courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.